Ian Scholz, in one of the more bland and bizarre moments in the bland and bizarre saga of election 2000, George W. Bush issued this statement, quote, "As Americans have watched on television, they have seen for themselves that manual counting, with individuals making subjective decisions about voter intent, introduces human error and politics into the vote counting process. Each time these voting cards are handled, the potential for errors multiplies. Additional manual counts of votes that have been counted and recounted will make the process less accurate, not more so," unquote. In other words, if I follow the governor's logic, human beings really have no place in the voting process. And he probably had a point. If we'd only stuck to polls and computer models, we wouldn't have been in that mess in the first place. Al Gore, on his part, made a big show of seeming above the fray. Well, this was just another strategy, near as I can tell. After all, where Jesse Jackson goes, fray follows. And both sides were certainly guilty of politicizing the political process. Republicans and Democrats snarled at each other, waving placards, gathering angrily in public places to scream their support for their candidates. And I sat in my hovel and screamed back, "Why?" The election was over. There were disputes about how the votes should have been counted, but the votes were all in, so who are these idiots trying to convince? What was that all about? I studiously avoided all coverage of this flap. After all, how much videotape of people in windowless rooms counting pieces of paper did I really need to see? Not to mention pundits commenting on people counting pieces of paper in windowless rooms, but some of it rubbed off on me, kind of like a punched-out bit of paper on a ballot falling to the floor. Oh, right, that punched-out bit of paper is called a chad. Everybody knows this now. The fact that everybody knows this is highly irritating. Even more irritating, the election of our president depended upon how clingy a chad is, or rather, how he defined the clinginess of a chad legally. This is purely subjective on my part, of course, but I think one of the reasons Republicans were so incensed about a manual recount is that Chad sounds like the name of a Democrat. If it had been called Chuck, they might have backed off, and the Democrats might have conceded. The Democrats did never back off, though. Already, spinning gave more qualifications to Chad than previous generations could never in their wildest dreams have imagined. Dangling Chad, pregnant Chad, hanging Chad, pregnant Chad. As the Republicans gnashed their teeth, whipping up briefs into the wee hours. And this was all over the kind of stuff your girlfriend picks off your sports coat before you go out to dinner. Some call it Chad. None dare call it schmutz. I gotta go.